Beginnen wir gerade da, mit Satz Chagige, da wird Gimmo. Gimmo, mein Abte, mit Beginn des Tessin, Arte, beginnen wir mit Gimmo, Ben Benoish, und immer der Rasha. Dann der Nebuchadnezzar was the grandson of the wicked Nimrod. Shteis is lab dafka, it's not really precise. Shari Kush, you all just Nimrod. Kush gave birth to Nimrod. But let me see, no, he said, Rasha, is there a Kush? We don't find that Nebuchadnezzar was from the descendants of Kush. El Hashem Maisa, rather means because of his action, Shem Molech Gam Hubi, Shem, he was also king of Shem, they both were, and therefore, in that we consider them the same as if he's his grandson, but not literally. Come next Tessin, Master, beginning with the Gemara, Shidm Shana. You think you're going to go up and fight God up above? You know, how much will the person live? 70 years, and then it's a 500-year journey just to get to the first Rekia. She says, "La Meshum Shloim Koshes." Yes, it doesn't say 70 years because he didn't live more than this. Because Sharitzei B'Koshes, you go and you calculate Moisan Chayim, Shasamachlim B'Palasai, from the days of Sanchev, which is close to his downfall. Gabeshlicha Shalach Baladin L'Cheskiyo, when the agency that Baladin sent to Cheskiyo, Metzino, we find Sharitzei B'Beis, so we find that he was a scribe in his house. And actually, Meshum Zachal Malchus, that's actually when Nebuchadnezzar married to become king in Ashkenaz. It's chelik of the Agadic teachings and then Zalig Bov Menav explains. And from that tkufa that Baladin sent the shlichus to when Chizkiyahu became healed, which is when Nebuchadnezzar was described in his house, until Nebuchadnezzar himself became king, it's already 107 years, like it's obviously from Sukkim. So obviously he lived way more than 70 years. And look at the Nebuchadnezzar, rather just the norm is people usually live around that much. But yeah, it could be he lived a little bit more, but definitely he's not getting all the way up to the top, as the first part of the journey is already 500 years. Next says, "Master begins with the Gemara, but Agalei Chayes can't get cool." And the legs, the hooves of the Chayes are equal to everything up until that point. Now, Yesh Magiim beKedushasa Shayoset Hakalir. Some edit in the Kedusha that the Rebbe Elazar Hakalir had instituted that the Chayes Ashehinim Rebois Lakise. Which this is a piyut in the middle of the kedush of Kesa Rosh Hashanah Kippurim, starts with the words "Vachayis Hashehena," that they were squared for the kisei. He says of the kaf regel, chamesh meis v'chamesh esrei, the hoof, the palm, the sole of the foot was 515, and umoshkim havav. They edit and they erase the vav of chamesh esrei, so that it should be chamesh meis chamesh esrei, 515. Which is, meaning, 15 times 500. Not one thing, but it's 15 times 500. Why don't they say, oh, kikain oil of ichesmen should become, because that's actually the calculation we have over in our Gemara. The minion zayin became to the calculation of the seven skies, v'chesavim, the eight spaces between them, hu tesvav, pam tovkov. That's 15 times 500, because we said from the sky to the, from the earth to the sky, one ear space, that's 500. The rekiyas themselves is 500, and there's eight, So, for a total of you have 15 times 500, 8 and 7 is 15. Behind you mean yeshara, and that's the numerical value of yeshara, which is shin resh tuf kuf. In other words, it says for glim regel yeshara, which yeshara is the oisius of shin resh, which is the numerical value of 500. And that's the Shin Reish and the Yud and the Hey is Lissimana is a sign, which is 15. Shekin Oth has Vav Pam Kach, because 15 times of is what comes out to that to be their value. But Miu Bechin Machkub, it says to us, but for nothing did they delete that Vav. Because actually, Shiyasid Varav, the Kalir, actually founded his words, Apia Yushami Deroya, based on Yushami in Perikaraya. The Amram of Levi, Levi says that Me'odit Valurikia, from the earth till the sky, there's a distance of 500 years, and from sky to sky is each 500 years, and so to between every sky. And he gives the Shem Reb Abba, Samoika, God Lemizah, more than this, and that is from the earth to the sky, is Regel Echad, of the feet of the Chayis, which is Kiminyan Yeshara, that is a distance of 515 years, which is the numerical value of Yeshara. We'll see how much Hashem is higher than his world. But says Tosafot Mashma, it sounds like that Kaminyan Shiyasa, that's like the numerical value that the Kalir had founded, which is Tov Kuf Tezba, 515, which that was the distance, not just 500. And that's actually was the custom of the Kalir. Should become a Kaimis, we find in many places, he leaves the opinion of the Talmud Bavli, could they look at Shita Yoshami to explain based on the opinion of the Yoshami. where Shuhoya Tana, because the Kalir was a Tana. And therefore, you could disagree with the Bryce over here. Behoyer Belez Reb Shimon. Here's a Lez Reb Shimon. The Karelea, which the brought in the Medrash, that recited on him the Pasig, Mekol Avkas Reichel. From every spice, he's a peddler, where Tana, he was someone that taught Mishnayis, and Kara, and he taught Chumash, and Kerdovitz, and he composed different types of liturgical poems, or Paiton, and Piyutim. Now, in the days, since it was a Tana, Elizabeth ben Reb Shimon, in his days, they sanctified the month based on what they saw the moon. And a proof of this is Shema'im Liyasid Rak Krevitz Miyim in the Yisus Rishon. He never had a Krevitz, doesn't have Piyutim for the second days of Yom Tov, which obviously because there was no second day, because it was only one day, because it was the times when the Mekalash Apiyariya. And again, that's proof again that he was a Tana. And again, therefore, he could be like Yushami and disagree with the Bavli. One is not allowed to give over the words of Torah to an idol worshiper, like it says in Mishpatim Ba'idom. Now, Hayikash Rebbechanan, it was difficult to Rebbechanan. Why do you have to come under this pasuk Mishpatim Ba'idom? Typically, it should be sufficient to Ebekah Chavim, but Torah, the Gemara tells us that if an idol worshiper engages in learning Torah, he's liable for death penalty. The Gemara says, idol worshiper engaged in Torah, he's liable for death. Now, Bamalamde, whoever's going to teach him, is going to violate the prohibition of putting his stumbling block in front of a blind person because you're causing him to die. So why do you need a special pasuk? It's from Lifnei Iver. And Bechita may begin to say, Bezai Mitzvah, do we talk about that you not teach him the mitzvahs of his Sheva Mitzvah Nei Nayach, where the Enechai Mitzvah is not liable for death, for learning those things, because Amar Shas Hasim, like the Gemara says over there. So therefore, if a Jew teaches him, he's not picking up with Lifnei Iver, and therefore we need a Mishpat Maidom. What do you mean? But then, actually, it's a mitzvah to teach them those Sheva Mitzvah Nei Nayach. Naftalim HaKrobi, I should learn them from a pasuk in Yikash. He also Oysam Ad Mechaibem, that if a person is going to do them and he's going to live by them, which Kohen label it doesn't say Kohen label. Adam, a person, even if it's an idol worship, he's engaged in Torah, he's going to live by them. So you actually have an obligation to teach him. So why? How could Mishpat Maidam teach you not like that? So what's Mishpat Maidam going on? So it says, what you can say is the Hachamari, he would talk about, even if there's another idol worship, but I want to teach him Torah. They're like Livnei Iver, but there's no Livnei Iver. Someone stretches out a cup of wine to a nazar. He's causing a stumbling block for him because a nazar is forbidden to drink wine. Says the Gemara, when there's a talk about the koyatri avdei nahar, when there's two sides of the river, so without him stretching it out to him, he would not be able to access it. That's Livnei Iver. But if not for that, he could reach it himself. Even if he stretched it out to him, he would not be able to access it. Even if there's another idol worshiper that wants to teach him the Torah. The like of Nevi, there's no love in Nevi because if you're not going to teach him, someone else will teach them. So there's no love in Nevi, but still we're saying it's going to be forbidden. Because there's possibly that one is not allowed to teach, even without love in Nevi, the words of Torah to a Nebuchadnezzar.